Now let me talk to you about my understanding of people who disagreed with me. In our community, I was anathema to a lot of my friends. When I came back in January of 1919, many of them would hardly speak to me. I had been a renegade from the fold of military orthodoxy. I was not a patriot, and they disapproved of me. It hurt me a bit at that time. It was a form of persecution, but I didn't call it that. I just said, you were mistaken. I walked across to the next door neighbor and said, why are you so cold to me? He said, why did you come so early from the war? The doughboys didn't get home yet, and here you were home in January. Why did you get home so early? He said, I can understand you had a wife you were separated from, but the other boy had no reason whatsoever for it. I think they all took the attitude, who believes in war? Nobody does. But if war is going to be, and your nation thinks they've got to fight a war, and they come to you with it, there should not be no exceptions. Why should Quakers find another way out? They felt it was unfair. It was just unfair. Now, I had an understanding. I could sense how they might feel that way. I stood by my colors. I was concerned to follow what I thought Christ taught. When I read my New Testament, it confirmed everything I thought about what I had done, and I felt I'd taken the Christian way. For me, it was a Christian way more than it was a Quaker way.